Fashion. I have a Roland SH-101
Nice.
that which is good for bass synth, and I just bought a Prophet Rev 2. It's a
Ooh.
Dave Smith instrument. Yeah. Have you got one?
I don't have one. It's too expensive,
Okay.
but I know of it. Yeah. I know of
Yeah,
it.
which I really enjoy it. I've just bought it recently actually to play in this band with Florian
Yeah.
because we did this recording and there's no bass player in that band. I have a Nord Lead 2 that I used for years and years. And because I used to play in a band called the Cinematic Orchestra, I don't know if you heard about this band. It was sort of electronica meets jazz,
Oh, nice.
very well-known band. They were on Ninja Tune Records and they toured globally a lot. And I played with them for a few years in around about 2006, around that time. For that gig, I remember I bought this Nord Lead 2 for that gig, and I've been using that since, actually. And I thought, okay, it's really time to get a new one, because I had that one for 14 years or whatever, and it's great, and I love it. But it's nice to get a new instrument sometimes, and it's got amazing possibilities in terms of the modulation matrix and what you can do with it, and I'm getting into that and enjoying that. And I have to talk about one other that I have, which I used heavily on an album of mine called Moksha.
Oh
And
yeah.
oh, you heard, did you listen?
Yeah, I think
Cool.
one of the reviews is like the synths are like work of some disgustingly lecherous space cockerel.
That's a compliment. I take that.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I forgot about that, actually. That's really good. Disgustingly lecherous space cockerel. Yeah, and well, that is the sound of the Mellotron, digital Mellotron. I don't know if you ever
Oh,
tried one of them.
sweet, yeah.
Because I remember in about 2017, I was doing some recording with a great drummer called Martin France, who's a brilliant drummer who played with Django Bates a lot and Loose Tubes and lots of great UK bands, Perfect Houseplants as well. And he had some time in a studio, and it was with this guy called Emre Ramazanoglu, who's a producer. He works with Noel Gallagher a lot, actually, on High Flying Birds, I think it's called, it, like his solo project, not Oasis, And this guy Emre in the studio had all of these synths set up, and we were just exploring, trying things out. Like he had a Mellotron, a digital Mellotron there with a delay pedal on, and I was just improvising with it, and I was like, oh, wow, I gotta get one of these. This is amazing. This is the danger, there's so much out there, and I go in and out of it because I love the acoustic piano, and I put a lot of time into that instrument and developing something on that instrument. So it's nice for me to have a project where I play synth, or and then a project when I play just piano. And because otherwise, it can get complicated deciding what to do.
Yeah. It doesn't help. There's a bunch of patches too for like specific synths that you can download. It's in.
Yeah, I mean, I try and sort of work with existing patches and then maybe filtering and changing them so that I get them how, with a sound that I like. So I get my own kind of way of finding a sound. I mean, the Mellotron. You're working with the Mellotron sample library, which is amazing. And it's not really like using Prophet Rev 2 or Nord Lead because it's not subtractable synthesis or whatever it's called. It's it's just the two sounds there, and you can just choose to blend. For example, I think there's a wine glasses sound, like on Mellotron, with that sound when you put your finger around the wine glass, and then there's a recorder sound, and so you can put recorder with wine glasses and things like that, and It's amazing, and it's just about being organized with the sound so that you combine them and know when to use it with a particular band. But I've been doing it a long time now, and I feel like I can use it to complement the music and the right points, you know, with particular elements. It's very, very fun. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely. Also, I've got to ask, what inspired the title of the title track of Glimpses of Truth, The Rise of the Lizard People?
Yeah, it's just conspiracy theories and things like that. There was a lot of that stuff going around, you know, in 2020, and everyone was going crazy, and just a bit of a joke really, you know, like that those kind of conspiracy theories, like, you know, the royal family are all lizards and things like that, and Donald Trump's actually a lizard and in human form. Which is just a bit of fun, but I think some people took that a bit too far and actually believed it. And, you know, I guess that's. I was talking with a friend earlier, and he was talking about flat earthers and things like that. And, you know, that stuff's all out there. It's crazy. So it's just a joke. It's a tongue-in-cheek title. It's not, you know.
Maybe you're a lizard person.
Yeah,
Yeah. See the red chair tick ticked me off. It's all a conspiracy.
Exactly. You don't know. You don't know who
You
it
switch into lizard form in the studio and nobody notices it.
Exactly. That's my big secret.
It's your big secret.
So, yeah. I'm getting like I'm a, you found me out.
I guess do you have any future gigs or any future projects coming up?
Well, I have that gig with the Guildhall School of Music and Drama, big band. And then I'm working on a tour for my quartet. I have a quartet as well with James Madden on drums, Tom Farmer on bass, and George Crowley on saxophone. Great musicians from London. And we're playing around the UK in September. And then in the meantime, I'm playing a lot with Emma Ravitch, which is really great, and that's a really fun band to play in. And she's doing very well and getting booked in all kinds of places. And then I'm playing a lot with Florian Arbenz's band, and that's also busy. And then for my own music, I'm at the stage where I want to record a new album with my band Dodeca, which is the 12-piece band that I record that I did a UK tour with them last year, and that was great. But now I just need to do a record, but I need to find funding to do that. So that's where I am with that.
Thanks again for the interview.
No worries. Thank you very much for asking me. Absolute pleasure.
No problem. Are there any tracks from any of your recent albums you want to play it with?
Yeah, I mean, I have to include The Rise of the Lizard People if
Can't not
you
include it
can.
now.
Yeah, after we talked about it. That piece is based only on a three-note idea, and it actually comes in many different forms during the piece. But basically, it's only built on a three-note cell or an idea, and I was quite happy because I managed to get a lot out of that cell and that idea. So it starts with full ensemble passage, but then when the melody comes, the B section is completely based on that, and then there's a coda at the end which is more chorale like, but that's still using the same idea. And I think I write a lot of music, and sometimes I get close to doing that recycling of one or two ideas, and sometimes I don't get close at all. But the pieces that I manage to extract the most out of the least, I'm the most happy with. So, yeah.
And like the next piece on that record, Strega, like it fits really well with that, like jigsaw puzzle kind of.
I mean, It was also really fun, that album, because there are two drummers on it as well. We recorded it all remotely, so no one was in the same room at all. So it was all done to metronome. But it was really good to be able to do that and to explore what's possible in that context. And I think you still can make improvised interactive music. You don't have to be in the same room to do that. It's probably better if you are. You can, the pandemic proved that we could still do it separated. And the thing is, when you go into studios and record anyway, you're in a separate room a lot of the time. You'll be in booths anyway. So getting used to that in a way and making something happen within those parameters is a really good skill to develop, I think. And then the pandemic, I think, just kind of put that into sharp focus.
UMFM! You guys just sit around all day, playing your music, going to your wild parties, while your grades just slip by. You're irresponsible, good-for-nothing goof-offs. I've got my eye on you.
Help us fight the evil, bitter old Dean. Listen to CJUMFM, broadcasting to the city of Winnipeg and beyond at 1200 watts.
UMFM, you're listening to Ryan Incorporated. Yes, yes, you're right, indeed. Thank you for that wonderful introduction, myself. This is Ryan Incorporated, the one and only stop for all your weird and wacky, wonderful music that belongs to our beautiful world. This week we've got a ton of music, so we'll get right to it. We're going to start off with Star Thistle, a local musician, Manitoba classic, with Rising Tide. Then we're going to move on over to Nick Drake with Pink Moon. Hope you enjoy those two wonderful and so much more tracks on Ryan Incorporated.
Oh my dear, I truly believe you like all the parts of me that I let you see. And my dear, well, if I should see a less than ideal picture of me, I just hit delete. Get my story straight and deliver on time. Make sure every character gets a line. There's a part here undefined. It could be yours or it could be mine. What if I told you that I followed the wrong stars all of my life? What if I told you that I followed the wrong stars all of my life? What if I told you that I hold the North Star down? I ground it down. I maybe made a little whimpering sound and watched the light go out. And you, I'm so grateful for you and all the gentle things you do to push me through. You could go, and of course you could stay and watch the bruises I made every day fade away. Oh, let's put aside the stories that I told to get by all of my life. Oh, let's put aside the stories that I told to get by all of my life. we go outside with open eyes, and we go where the water's wide. Your hand in mine, what happens when we're on the happier side of a rising tide?
You're back and I've got you alone. Maybe we could draw a bath,
101.5 UMFM. You just heard from Boy Golden with I Want to Know off of The Church of Better Days. We had a local artist just then. And then before that was Nick Drake and Star Thistle, another local artist. We got one more local for you. It's Devin Gillingham with Paper. Then we're going to hear from Brad Stank and Deep Blue Something. So here goes that, Devin Gillingham with Paper.
Oh, I would be better dead. She knelt, she cried, and I held her head. I thought I knew what she was feeling. In a suicide. Now that she's on the other side, I know what she was after. And I can wait. Yes, I can wait.
UMFM. This is Ryan Incorporated. We've just been re-energized by Deep Blue Something with the track I Can Wait. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Ryan, aka Ramblin' Rye Brian. So it's been a blast so far. We're just kicking things off. Don't go anywhere. We got a Quebecois artist coming up next with the song Formidable. It is LeBron's. Wonderful stuff. So wonderful, in fact, that we're going to play another LeBron song after that. The brand new single, Je Flotte. Je Flotte. My French pronunciation is pathetic, but LeBron's is not. So you're going to enjoy that. After that, we're going to hear from Hiroshi Yoshimura and many others. So hope you enjoy LeBron's on Ryan Incorporated. 101.5 UMFM, 101.5 UMFM.
Oh, Qu'elle a peur d'être mamie. Si papa trompe maman, c'est parce que maman vieillit. Tiens, pourquoi t'es tout rouge? Reviens, gamin. Mais qu'est-ce que vous avez tous à me regarder comme un singe, vous? Ah oui, vous êtes sans vous. Bande de macaques, donnez-moi un bébé singe. Il sera son trésor. J'ai tout vu, j'ai vu qui j'étais. Mon âme nue, je n'avais plus de plaies. Ce qui s'était passé, c'était parfait. Je suis tout ce que j'ai.
101.5 UMFM. I hope you haven't fallen asleep, but I can't blame you if you have, because that was such a beautiful lullaby by Hiroshi Yoshimura called Green. Next, we've got a straight-up classic from Tim Heidecker, great comedian on Tim and Eric and many other things. The album is called In Glendale, and the song is called Work From Home. And this one, you're probably feeling this one in the pandemic, but that's not what it was written about. Maybe he predicted it like The Simpsons. Let's hope he didn't and then not tell any of us. After that, it's going to be Jonathan Richman with You Can't Talk to the Dude. Great track. And then after that, we're going to hear from Macy Stewart with Wash It Away. Here it is on Ryan Incorporated, Work From Home by Tim Heidecker.
I'm low, low to the ground. I don't think I'm getting out of bed today. Had one of those nights, one in a million. One too many drinks, I guess you'd say. So I'm gonna work from home. Call if you need me. I don't think I'd be much use anyway. Yeah, I'm gonna stay in bed. Stare at the ceiling. Wait for the sickness to just go away. I know it's happened before. I guess you could say, yeah, it's a trend. And so I'll take today to figure out how to make it end. So I'm gonna work from home. Call if you need me. I don't think I'd be much use anyway. Oh yeah, I'm gonna stay in bed and promise to heaven that I know this ain't no way, no way to for me. I understand if you wanna attack me for the day. Well, I'm gonna make it up to you, this I swear. Oh yes I do. Oh,
to the dude. No, there's no as normal. You can't talk to the dude. Things will never be right until you go. Your sense of humor has gotten worse. Now that you live with a guy who can't converse, you can't talk to the dude. Well, he said in his way, got a bad attitude. When you say what you say, you can't talk to the dude, and things will never be right until you go. Oh, you can't talk to the dude, no, no. You can't talk to the dude, no, no. You can't talk to the dude, and things will never be right.
Waiting every day for a full life, a statement lying bare behind closed eyes. Wish it wouldn't bother staying underwater when it must rise. When the world is what's another word?